and nobody's breaking any law, then you don't need anybody to come and manage. So therefore the malaika couldn't be the suitable candidate to manage the affairs, because there's just the element of good in them. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. For a second, they don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the jinnat also couldn't be appointed to this office. And the reason was obvious, that they are created of fire, and fire rages. When it rages, it's possible that they may just overstep the mark. The fire, when it's raging, then there's no limits. So they may just overstep the mark. So therefore, they couldn't be appointed to this office as well. Then Adam alayhi salam was appointed to this office because he's got the perfect balance. If there's heat in him, then he's got the aspire, then there's water as well. So there'll be a perfect balance if this person manages the affairs of the earth. إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَائِرٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفًا. Nonetheless, the managing of the affairs will be with regards to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. The commands of Allah Ta'ala are accomplished. The commands of Allah Ta'ala are fulfilled and the prohibitions are restrained. So that's the command of Allah Ta'ala. That's what Allah Ta'ala wants. Must be arranged and someone must manage this. The commands of Allah Ta'ala are executed and his prohibitions are abstained from. So the most suitable person for this was Adam alayhi salam. And then, obviously man is not here forever. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every person that's come has to leave. So the series of Anbiya alayhi salam had to continue. Therefore the hadith says, لا يزال بنو إسرائيل تسوسهم الملائكة تسوسهم الأنبياء. So the Bani Israel, the way they were arranged and the way they were managed, that Anbiya alayhi salam would come and manage the affairs. كلما هلك نبي خلفه نبي. One Nabi leaves and he's been replaced. One Nabi leaves and the next one just replaces him. Just between Yaqub alayhi salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, there are over 1,000 Anbiya alayhi salam sent only to the Bani Israel. So there were so many Anbiya alayhi salam sent to manage the affairs. Dini affairs, obviously. Wala nabiya ba'di. And after Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's not going to be any Nabi. But then the dini affairs have to be managed. There's not going to be any Nabis. In the past, there were the Anbiya that were managing the affairs. And after Rasul Pak, this gate has been permanently sealed up, it's locked up. There's no Nabi to come now. وَسَيَكُونُ الْخُلَفَىٰ. But they will be the vicegerents of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ensure that this work continues. Righteousness, virtue, and encouraging all good, that work must continue. Hence, then there was a beginning to the Nubuwwat. Starts off with Adam alayhi salam, and everything must come to an end. So the end is Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatamun Nabiyin, wa ana Khatamun Nabiyin, la Nabiya ba'di. I am the seal of all prophets in Nubuwwat. So after me, this whole gate is permanently sealed up. There's no Nabi to come after me. In the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, He has favored Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in different ways. One is this, that every Nabi that came before Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he was limited to a nation. Whether it was Musa alayhi salam or Isa alayhi salam, then they will say, Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum. Ya Bani Israel, Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum. I have been dispatched just to you. So the Anbiya in the past, they came for communities or for certain selected nations. But as for Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he is Nubuwwat doesn't, it's not restricted to any nation. Therefore, Rasulullah made that announcement, Ya ayyuhan nas, inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. I am appointed as a rasul for all of you, without any restriction. It's not just the Arabs that he sent to, and not just the Egyptians or Indians or Americans. He sent as a rasul for all mankind. Rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. I've been sent as a rasul to all of you without restriction, without any type of confining. No confinement, no restriction. He sent as a rasul across the board to all. That is why find the likes of Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi, Piran Peer, Hassan Basri rahmatullahi, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi, Hazrat Mu'inuddin Chishti rahmatullahi. They all are unanimous that the proximity of Allah Ta'ala has been blocked off completely. If someone wants the proximity, it's only through Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every other avenue has been permanently blocked. You can't gain the proximity of Allah Ta'ala without going through the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's the only gate that is available. Done the most amount of humanitarian work. It's very kind, very generous, right? Very popular, whether it was the Pope, or whether it was Teresa, whoever it was. But they didn't go through Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then they are thrown to Jahannam. Whatever the good they have done here, in this world they'll get a name, and they'll get some favors in this world, but the moment their eyes close, they are gone, finished. Firaun, to his people, he was quite kind to them. Right? And then he passed the limit. When he passed the limit, at that time he wanted to say, La ilaha illa alladhi amanat bi banu Israel wa ana min al-Muslimin. He was very kind to his people. And at that last crucial moment, then he wanted to declare his iman. It was rejected. Al-ana wa qad asayta qablu. You wish to accept now when you had defied the commands of Allah Ta'ala in the past. So, kunta min al-Mufsidin, and you were corrupt. So, the time is until you hear the gurgling sound of death. Beyond that, the doors are then all shut up and closed completely, whoever it was. You did the most amount of good work. So that for that you'll be rewarded in this world, but beyond this. So in these affairs belong to Allah Ta'ala. When they belong to Allah Ta'ala, then we can't be judgmental. We can't say, now Teresa did this, so therefore she will be blessed and her soul must rest in peace. So we can't say that. That's the prerogative of Allah Ta'ala. And he has passed the rule, لا يغفر أن يشرك به. Whoever is going to be guilty of polytheism, shirk, joining partners, he is the best person. But he's guilty, then Allah says, no forgiveness. لن يغفر. The word لن is used for emphasis, that there's no forgiveness. آخرتي من الخاسرين. And in the hereafter, there'll be total failures. So whoever it was, but they failed to recognize Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they fail to recognize his nubuwwat and accept it and follow him, then they are gone, they lost. It's not a matter of just acknowledging. The Christians, Jews, they acknowledge because of the predictions contained in their scriptures. Allah Ta'ala himself says, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُ. They recognized him, that he was the prophet, the promised prophet. He was the predicted Nabi. They knew him. They knew him better than they knew their own children. But Allah says, خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ They are failures. They're gone. Why? They didn't accept him, not recognize him. They did recognize, but did they accept him? Belief means that you don't only recognize, but you accept as well wholeheartedly. What you accept him as a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. You accept that all that he's brought is from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So you've got no doubt in his personality, no doubt in his teachings, تَصْدِيقُ جَمِيعِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That's called iman. Not just recognizing. Otherwise, they also recognize. So, this was the first exclusive favor to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that he sent to man universally, internationally. The second favor that was exclusive to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was the Nabis in the past, Their nubuwat was confined to time. Ibrahim alayhi salam to his time, Isa alayhi salam to his time. So it doesn't transcend time. It's just that period of time that they have come for, and their nubuwat is just restricted to that point, not beyond that. But Rasulullah Paksam's nubuwat is not restricted to time. It's right to the day of Qiyamah and beyond. Not only Qiyamah, but beyond as well. Because beyond this world is another world. In that world also, the one that will be most recognized is Rasulullah Paksam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Adam wa ma siwahu tahta liwa'i yawm al-qiyamah. Whether it is Adam alayhi salam or any other Nabi, but he will be under my banner on the day of Qiyamah. So Rasulullah's nubuwat is not confined to time. And then is not confined to place. And is not confined to any nation. So it's general. These are three favors already from the six favors that were exclusive to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then because his nubuwat is forever, not restricted to time, to nations, and to persons, and to lands. Therefore, his code also will be preserved. Because now, he is the final Nabi. There is no Nabi to come after this. And if his way had to be diluted, mixed up, then people won't have a pure code to follow. So Allah Ta'ala took it on himself and he says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. We will see to it that this is protected. That means the Quran Sharif will be secure and the explanations of the Quran Sharif, what we call the hadith, they will also be preserved. Because that is the meaning of the Quran. Wa nazmu wal ma'ana jamian. It's not just the wording, but the explanation that goes with it, supported by the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that makes the Quran Sharif. So if the Quran Sharif will be preserved, then the words of Rasulullah will also be preserved. No interpolation, no dilution, no mixture. The path will be tariqatun bayda, layluha kanahariha. All will be absolutely pure, clean. No type of ambiguity. Absolutely pure, clean. So that's a fourth favor. That's exclusive with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and no other Nabi had this, that his code would be absolutely pure. So a lot of people tried to add things, to take out things. A lot of people did, but they failed. Like the sun, and if all the world wants to stop the light of the sun, can we do it? Can we light? We can't. So even more impossible is to block off the light and the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If it is impossible for us to block off the light of the sun, then it's even more impossible to block off the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or to change it, alter it, or distort it. The one that will try to distort it and change it, it's likely that he gets distorted. His brains get distorted, or he himself gets disfigured, but that code will remain. The teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will remain. So don't ever try to distort, change, or give wrong explanations. Therefore, Hadith says that Allah will send people yanfi anhu ibtal al-muqtilin. Allah will send such people that will destroy any extremism coming into Islam, any type of wrong interpretation, misinterpretation coming into Islam. So this won't happen. So you see, from the time of Rasulullah until this day, we know namaz is 5 times a day. So every Muslim knows about it. He hasn't distorted this. You know, I have to perform my namaz. It must be 5 times a day. And from that time till now, we knew that this is the Qibla, this is the direction in namaz. So wherever you're living, whether in China or in America, that direction won't be changed. So the teaching of Rasulullah won't be changed. It may be that people's minds have changed, but the teaching of Rasulullah won't be changed. If Rasulullah has taught us to segregate and not to integrate sexes, then that will remain. There'll be some miscreant who will try to change and who will try to corrupt, but that corruption is thrown back on his face with disgrace. Whoever does it, and that corruption will be thrown back on his face with disgrace. He'll be disgraced, this code will remain, and it is remaining, and it's going to sustain right till the end. So this code can't be changed by anyone. Because it's brought by Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been guaranteed by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظٌ, we will take care of it. Then the fifth favor is this, that لَنْ تَجْتَمِعُوا أُمَّتِي عَلَى الضَّلَالَةِ, my ummat, لَنْ تَجْتَمِعُوا أُمَّتِي عَلَى الضَّلَالَةِ, my ummat will not connive, will not agree upon wrong. If something is wrong, it'll be one person, second person, America doing something wrong, he's doing something wrong. But the ummat will not ever agree upon falsehood. It will remain. لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي قَائِمِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. There'll be one group speaking out the truth, irrespective, wherever the wrong is taking place, there will be a group that will stand up to hold on to the banner of Rasulullah SAW without any changes, without any alterations. It's going to happen. It's a prediction of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When it's a prediction, then it has to be fulfilled. So you see now, we are already in the 15th century, but we can say there's quite a bit of similarity between us and the teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 1400 years ago. Now and then, there's quite a bit of similarity. Say, perhaps we may not be so sincere, right? We may not have that level of sincerity. But that code remains. That code is not going to be changed. Nobody is going to be able to distort it. And the last favor is this, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِ كُلِّ مِيَةِ سَنَةٍ مَيُجَدِّدُ لَهَا دِينَا. With the passing of time, people will go off the track. So Allah has taken it upon himself. At the beginning of every century, Allah will send someone to revive, to throw out all the wrongs, the misinterpretations, the extremisms, whatever has been added, they will come in and throw it out. So let us show the respect to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for remaining committed to his sunnah and reciting a lot of durood, especially on a Friday.